Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Think of the shortbread, but you not bought. How many cheeks? Think of the shortbread, but you not bought. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
I'm not.
Have you forgiven? I have forgiven, and it's an ongoing journey, because one day you think you're straight, you let go, you're free, and someone comes, ah, guess what? I have forgiven. That's a prayer. That's an affirmation. Just make that a part of your spiritual practice. I have forgiven. Woo! Love is not just what you say. It is what you do. State of Man with my brother John Stringer, the lead vocalist. You can find out more about them by going to stateofmanmusic.com. They got some great songs, as you know, you hear it here on Life Conversations Radio. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you are at this very moment, called now. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You do. You make a difference. Electra is making a difference. I appreciate you for tweeting the show. I love it. I love it. I am so grateful. Thank you all for those of you who are sharing the show, who are listening to it, downloading it, listening to it on the train, on the bus, in the car, telling your family about it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sending texts, emails, liking the page, everything that you do to spread the word. I truly, truly appreciate you, and I give thanks. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on Life Conversations Radio. I am here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Stop resisting, buddy. Just let it go. Release it. Release and let go. Forgive, let go. Forgive, be still. Forgive, embrace. Forgive and be more. Yes, indeed. Ooh, I love it when I can laugh at myself. Life is good and it's getting better. Trust the process, trust the process. We are continuing our conversation. The foundation, I guess, is the Celestine Prophecy. Looking at the insights. We're actually looking at the 9 to 1 to 9. We're going from the first to the ninth insight. There it is. But there's a little bit more. You know, there's a 10th, there's 11th, and the 12th. But today we're just focusing, well, not today, this week, we're just focusing on, interesting. We're just focusing on from the 1st to the 9th. Focus! And today I sense a great show getting ready to be birthed. Just been feeling the energy and things. So, Let's do some announcement. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Hey, Wednesday. What happens on the second Wednesday of the month, ladies and gentlemen? Ladies and gentlemen, second Wednesday of the month is, well, it's the first and second Wednesday of the month. It's Spiritual Tag Team with Betty Pegues. Betty describes me as being, how do I put it? See, on the show, Betty is on the show. Betty is my guard dog in the chat room. She's like, don't bring that over here. On Spiritual Tag Team, I'm the guard dog. Stop it, stop it. We ain't playing games. Don't talk about. I'm not playing games. You playing games? So I look forward to tomorrow when we just let it happen. You know, through it all, through the laughter. Or not even say through the silliness more than like more so, but through the laughter, through the jest and the whatever comes up, it is about real healing. You know, it is about supporting one another. And I need to double check something here, Betty. Is my sound coming across clear? Just need to know because I don't know what's going on. It just kind of feels like. Actually, I can hear myself and the other speaker that I have in here, but I just want to make sure you guys can hear me. But yeah, it's about healing. You know, and the Celestine Prophecy talks about energy. The whole thing is about energy, the shift. Seeing the beauty in all of life. Seeing the aura. Seeing how, you know, well, on one level, how we steal energy from one another. I'll talk about that. But it starts with the first, where it talks about the critical mass. Critical mass where, you know, a lot of people, we're already there. We're already past the tipping point. A lot of people are aware. A lot of people are asking deeper questions. A lot of people are breaking agreement with their past. So we're already there. You know, we're recognizing that when we look in the second insight, the longer now, that yes, there's so much that's happened in the past and that has its place. But all this technological preoccupation, you know, it's important. But there's so much more. So we're connected. The intellect is not feeding us. And actually, I don't even want to say the intellect not feeding us. Let me put it this way. The old is not feeding us. The old information, the old story, you know, there's some things that just feels like, that's not quite right. There's something more, something within is seeking to be birthed. Something within us is saying there's more. And we have to yield to it. It's actually bigger than you. You have to yield to it. Even if you're resistant, you have to yield to it. Let me double check something here. I'm multitasking. Actually, I won't call it multitasking because I stopped talking. In the past, I would talk and type. But it's not always easy to talk and type because I end up typing what I'm saying. And the person looking at what I'm typing. Let's try this. I'm not being distracted. I'm actually trying to figure out if you guys can hear sound. If you can hear sound. If you can hear anything. If you can hear silence, let me know. If you can hear sound, let me know. If you can hear my voice, let me know. So, yes. But there's something inside of us that's saying there's more. We cannot stop the evolution. We cannot stop the spiritual emergence, if you will. There's a spiritual liberation taking place. There's a needing to break free that is taking place. And if one of us is doing it, then everyone is catching it. Everyone, because we are one, we are connected, we are one. We're like, if you just take look at a tree. You look at a tree, there are roots, there's the stem, there's the trunk, there's the branch, there's the leaves, and there's the fruit, right? And there's probably so much more that I missed out. There's part of it that we don't see. Like, I remember biology in high school, in secondary school is what we call it in Nigeria. But high school, you know, talk about the veins that runs through the trees and through the leaves. But we are, humanity is like that. Because the branch cannot tell the trunk, I don't need you. I got this. The leaves cannot tell the root. You're just down there. You don't see what I see. Without the roots, you can't. The leaves don't exist. So anything that affects any part of the root is going to affect the rest of the tree. We are all part of this tree of life. And if one person is going through a shift, we're all catching it. If one person is stuck, we're all catching it. If one person is struggling, we are all catching it. If we can all recognize that and live from a place of love. And love, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. It's not just as, oh, I love you, or I'm going to work hard to be loving. No, love, really, it's about living from your true self. You know, this third insight talks about a matter of energy. Everything is energy, and energy is neutral. Energy is neither good or bad. You make it so. Thinking make it so. So the people that rub you the wrong way is because you have now given it that meaning that they get on your nerves. They trigger something for you. And whatever meaning you give the experience you're having, so be it. If it doesn't feel good, then you just need to do what needs to be done. like, call 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. I love that segue. That was a great segue. I wish I planned that. I didn't plan it. It just happened through me. And press 1 on your keypad. What is being triggered for you now? What is stopping you? What is making you go, What do you want to, what are you trying to let go of but you're struggling with? You know, even if you think, oh, it doesn't have anything to do with what he's talking about, I don't care. Call in 347-426-3346. You know, it is about, we talk about spiritual practice. We all must have a spiritual practice. Because every day we don't always have things to remind us of our spiritual identity. In the external world, we see more of the effect. And sometimes we define ourselves by the effect and forget that we are the cause. That what we see, the so-called solid, started with a thought. A thought that I had, a thought that somebody else had. And then I start defining myself about this physical reality. But spiritual practice is a ritual that helps you remember your spiritual identity. Your spiritual self, your eternal self, that self that is expansive, that is unlimited, that was never born and will never die. And through our spiritual practice, it becomes easy to let go of erroneous thoughts and belief systems that are holding us back. That's hindering our self-actualization. We hear that we are one with God. We hear that we are God. Ooh, that kind of, Yeah. Sometimes I struggle with that, to say I am God. It's like, whoa. But it's an unlearning that needs to happen. I may never get there this lifetime. Who cares? But what is important is, am I expressing the gift that I'm here to deliver? Are you expressing that God self, that Godness? That's the most important thing. Let's not get caught up in words. I told my father one time, I think I shared it on one of my shows, that he asked me, funny enough, he would have a conversation with my brother. My brother was saying, I am God, and explaining what my brother was saying, which is what I'm saying, that we are connected. We're an extension of source, of that divine intelligence. But somehow, my father was wrestling with what my brother was saying. But anyway, a long story, I'm going to just leave this, a little bit more to it. So my brother had mentioned to me that we were having this conversation, and then my father asked me, so I've been talking to your brother about, you know, and he said to me, I am God. My father was sort of somewhat mocking my brother. So do you believe you're God? Ooh, I was like, okay, all right, take a breath, Ade. I just told my father, I said, you know, first of all, you know, talking about God is a dangerous thing. It is a dangerous thing because there's so many beliefs. We have so many belief systems about who and what God is. Some people can't even listen to this conversation. They're like, oh, let me get away from you. You're about to be barbecued in a minute, you know. But I just explained to him. I gave him the analogy of an ocean. Like if I go into an ocean and I take a cup out of that, a cup of water out of that ocean, the water that in the cup has the same properties, has the same God DNA that's in the ocean. There's no separation. That yes, that cup of water that I scooped out of this ocean of devotion, this universal what's the word that's coming up for me here? This universal presence, energy that's showing up as water. It's the same that's in the cup. So, yes, I can say the water is the ocean, but I can call it the cup of a cup of water from the ocean. But it's still the same. Words limited. The minute you start to explain, define God, the minute you start to define or explain what love is, the minute you start to define, explain what spirituality is, you limit the experience. So it's not something that we will really catch from an intellectual perspective. It is something that's an inner knowing. And when you start releasing all those thoughts, those belief systems, the habits that we learn from those that came before us, from our parents, from our friends, from our neighbors, from our teachers, when we start releasing that through forgiveness, recognizing they only taught us what they knew. They weren't being mean. And some of the things we learned just by observing them. And we looked at what they said. We listened to what they said. We looked at what they were doing. And we agreed with it. And when we agreed with it, we had an agreement. The agreement becomes a belief system. And we start living our lives out of that. Until someone questions your belief system and say, who told you that? How do you know? How do you really know that what you're saying is true? How do you know that you're an extension of God? Well, I have faith. No, but how do you know I have faith? Now it's time to move beyond faith and know. It is time to experience God from a place of knowingness. Knowing that when you know that you know that you know, there's no need for a debate. There's no need for an argument. You just watch and you smile. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at 8. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. I've got something to share with you here. Let's do this. First of all, let's do that. And that's not going to work, is it? Okay, let's copy and paste this. Bear with me. Betty's working in a virtual studio. Until we can be in the same studio, I have to do this part myself. Oh, no. Yes, I got it right. Okay, good. So let's do this. I got a gift for you. Actually, what I'm going to do, I'm going to share something with you. This is something that I want you to listen to this, and then we're going to take some calls, 347-426-3346, so let them come into you. But I want to share this with you. So this whole thing about forgiveness, you know, this whole thing about love, it's time to just step into a place where we don't make apologies for who we are anymore. And we're going to go through the actually, you know what? Let's see. Let me do it this way. Let's start the third and fourth. Well, let's start the third agreement first of all. And then, so I got to do this. I got to refresh my screen. Where's the button? Where is the button to refresh my screen? There you go. And then, while I'm doing that, let me give you the number. There, those of you who are already on the phone line, and if you've got questions, number is 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Press 1 on your keypad, and I got to do this. And those of you listening online, those of you the guests, you can, if you want to know how to interact in the chat room, register with Blog Talk Radio and create a name, create a username, and then you can chat in the chat room. You can interact in the chat room. But if you call in, if you're dealing with something, we can really go through this, break this down. And speaking of which, let me see if somebody's in the chat room that's supposed to be here today. Oh, she is in the house. She's in the house. She knows who she is. 347-426-3346. Wink, wink. I'm waiting for your call because we got to break through. Let's see. Celeste is in the house. Donna is in the house. Nahali, Glenda, Virtual Office Center, Joyful Tamara, Joy, Silent Listeners, Betty P. Gies, all in the house. Let me go to the call. Ah, great. Let me go to the call. That's where I'm feeling led to. Let's go to Celeste.
Hello, Ade. How are you today?
I am wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I had a very interesting experience while re-listening to the show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Or yesterday's show. Mm-hmm. I was on the train.
Right.
Yeah, I'm telling this out loud. It was hilarious. I'm on the train, and I'm listening to you breaking it down with Glenda, and you know, coaxing her, teasing her into the call, basically. I bust out laughing. Everybody's looking at me. And I'm like, oh, I did that out loud. So, people, you have to be careful where you listen to Life Coach today, because it's quite embarrassing. But honestly, the other piece that really is staying with me that I'm playing with is when Betty brought in composing versus opposing. It is a beautiful tool. I want to thank her for it. And that's it. That's all I have to say right now. But you're on fire. I'm really enjoying what you're sharing today.
Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. And keep laughing wherever you are. Just do your thing.
Yes.
That's what the world needs. The world needs to laugh some more. Yes, indeed. And 347-426-3346. Let me drink some water. Excuse me. I think I got something in my throat. Stop it. I can't even drink now. If I drink now, I will cry. crack up. I would choke, actually. So anyway, let's talk about the third agreement before I bring you this special gift I want to share with you. Some of you may have heard it, but something that I came across yesterday, and it's like, oh, it's amazing. You know, when you're doing what you love, in the Celestine Prophecies written by James Redfield, he talks, and there's a lot about coincidences that happen. When you're in alignment with Source, when you're in alignment with love, with your good, when you're just listening to that call, things start to happen. You start to come across different things that are like, wow, this will work. Things just seem, I mean, it just becomes effortless. And that's one thing that happens for me with this show. You know, I'm always thinking, how do I bring something that's going to help people get the message? What I'm teaching, how somebody who's already on the path, who's been on the path a long time, can catch something to just push them over to say, ah, I got that. And the person who are just consciously getting on the spiritual path can get what's happening for them, as opposed to beat themselves up. So the universe, God, divine mind, myself, just have a way of attracting the things to me. So I'm looking forward to sharing that with you. It's such so powerful. The third insight, you know, as I said, the first one, the first insight is critical mass. The second one is the longer now. And the third one is, yeah, the third one is a matter of energy. The fourth insight, that's what it is. The fourth insight is the struggle for power. From the book Celestine Prophecies. And it's described as this: too often humans cut themselves off from the greater source of this energy, this universal energy, and so feel weak and insecure. To gain energy, we tend to manipulate or force others to give us attention and thus energy. When we successfully dominate others in this way, we'll feel more powerful, but they're left weakened and often fight back. Competition for scarce human energy is the cause of all conflict between people. I'm going to read that again. Too often humans cut themselves off from the greater source of this energy and so feel weak and insecure. So yes, I'm going to stop there for a minute. When we don't connect consciously with that God within, that God is everywhere, evenly present. When we are not practicing our spiritual rituals, when we're not doing our spiritual practice, when we are taking meaning of life out of the external stuff, yes, those stuff that we've created, when we start to believe that the only thing that's happening is what we can see with our physical eyes, we feel weak and insecure. We're disconnected from the source. To gain energy, we tend to manipulate or force others to give us attention and thus energy. You see it in domestic violence. You see it in abusive relationships. We see it at work. Sometimes it's conscious. Sometimes it's unconscious. We show off by what we know because we're feeling insecure. I mean, if you really want to see people feeling insecure, go on the internet, go to YouTube, watch a video. You watch a beautiful video of a music or something, and somehow you read the comments and people are talking about, well, does your church talk about Jesus? Black people or this or white? It's like, how did this beautiful piece of work turn into a religious conversation, a political conversation? How did it turn into race? People are feeling so insecure. They're so afraid. They're feeling so drained that they have to hide behind a religious, spiritual, or political belief. They hide behind race. When the joke really is about, it's really that we are one. We are one with the one. It's just many expressions of the one. Like I said, like the tree. The tree has many expressions. The branch, the trunk, the roots, the leaves, the fruits, the flowers. I mean, can you say the flower is better than the stem? Can you say the root is more important than the trunk? Take your body, for example. If your left hand better than your right, is your brain more important than your heart? If we start looking at humanity like that, we'll start to see a shift. And we've got to start with ourselves, connecting with that energy. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at 8, the number is 347-426-3346. Let me read the rest of the fourth insight and then the special clip that I have after a station break. When we successfully dominate others in this way, we feel more powerful. How does this look? When we judge other people for where they are, when we judge people for what they believe in, when we criticize them, whoever they are, we sort of feel powerful. We know better than them. We don't know better than anybody. Everybody knows what they need to know. When we successfully dominate others in this way, we feel more powerful, but they are less weakened and often fight back. Yes, that speaks for itself. Competition for scarce human energy is the cause of all conflict between people. Conflict in the world is about this competition for energy. Call it oil, call it religion, call it culture. It's just conflict. It's simply that. If you're talking about someone's sexual orientation, it's because you are feeling inadequate. 347-426-3346. Are you ready for the shift? Are you ready to be transformed? Press 1 on your keypad. We're going to take a break. We will be right back. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. And what do we do here? We simply dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom. You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head,
your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
And go to fourparents.gov
for help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
It is so, you know, so easy to give that love to others. It's so easy to give it to our children. Sometimes it's a good way to start, you know, to do what we do for our children. But remember, you can't give what you don't have. You can't give what you don't have. And when you start working with your children, when you think of yourself as, you know, as a parent, as a teacher, as just a human being, and you commit yourself to making a difference, you will experience the difference. You will experience the difference. Because you only get to keep what you give away. Because everything that you give, really, you experience it first. Every thought that you think, you experience it first. So if you're thinking a thought of gratitude, you catch the feeling first. If you're thinking a thought of judgment, discrimination, you catch it first energetically. And your body will feel it. Is your heart as light as a feather? That's the question for this moment. And Glenda, no, it's not about conflict. It's not about conflict. It is simply about living, simply about life. You know, that's what this is about. Life Conversations Radio. This radio, when the name came, it was about, you know, life is about conversations. We're always talking, we're sharing. Sometimes a monologue, sometimes a dialogue. But it's about conversation. Everything that we see started with a conversation. The iPod, Facebook, when you watch the movie, Social Network, which I don't know how, well, I'm sure part of it is true, how Facebook came about. It started with a conversation. Someone had a thought. And whatever we're feeling, whatever we're doing, whatever we're seeking to create, it's all about a conversation. So Life Conversations Radio is about keeping the conversation going, keeping conversations that stays in a high vibration, that just by listening to the words of the hosts on Life Conversations Radio, the callers, those of you in the chat room, something is shifted for you. One of my intentions for this radio network is that when you listen to the archive, when you listen to the live show, if you listen for the first time or the second time, that if you, wherever you come into it, that you will hear something that would just cause you, trigger you to go, wow, I never quite thought about that. Because I believe when you can get someone to think, when you make someone think, you've shifted the consciousness for life. It is about a shift in consciousness. That's what it's about. For me, what I teach, what I share, it's a daily practice for me. And the balance is not, don't get so caught up in being a host that I forget myself, which is why I took the break the last time, last week, 2 weeks ago. I needed a break to nurture myself so that what I'm teaching becomes an example of what I know, not what I believe, what I think, what I read. What I'm teaching becomes an example of what I know. What I'm teaching becomes an example of who I am. We are more than we see in the mirror. So now the question is, are you going to allow the you that is seeking to burst through, come through? Here's something beautiful. 347-426-3346. Yeah, that's beautiful too. But here's something. 347-426-3346. Spread the word. Tweet the show. Like the page. Share it on your show. Social networks. Invite friends to join the conversation. The ones that are challenged, the ones that seen the light, the ones that are enlightened, the ones that are kind of thinking, oh, I don't know, something is happening, I need some help. Just share with everybody. As I always say, share it with your lovers, your families, your haters, everybody, your coworkers. So here's something I want to share with you. Where is it? Let's scroll up here. Just listen and drink it in. This is a clip from Spiritual Liberation, the movie, the story of Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith and how he lives his life and some of the thoughts that were brought up. But this is pretty powerful. And this song, I'm not going to tell you about it. I'm going to just let you, well, maybe I should tell you. I'll tell you about it because I may forget once I get to the other side. The song is called, what's the song, Gary? Okay, let's do this. Is it I Have Forgiven? No, that's State of Man. I Forgive Me. There it is. That's it. Ooh, I have to wait for that to come to me. I Forgive Me. And the Love Streamers, Agape members, all of you know this song. Man, I just invite you. If you're driving, don't do this. But if you're in a place where you can just close your eyes, listen to this song. It's not the whole song, but everything else, you can listen to the whole thing with your eyes closed. Brace yourself. Be the transformation that you are seeking. Be the light that you want to see. Be the love that you want the world to experience. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
When we rediscover love, it will be like discovering fire the second time.
I'm tired of the guilt that brings me pain. Now is the time for me to let go of the shame past behind me. I see a new, yes, I'm ready for my change. For my change, I forgive me, I forgive
everything. Yeah. think a lot of us were in shackles of our own brain based on ideas of religious texts or interpretations that we inherited.
It's to let go of the dogma that we've learned, to allow that spirit inside you, call it God, call it the universe, call it energy, but as Reverend Michael would say, call it forth.
The hardest work I have ever done is spiritual practice in order to be liberated from old ideas, thoughts, and beliefs, and in order to be liberated and to be free to be who I am and to bring forward the gifts I have. So it's like the hardest work, but it's borne the richest fruitage. I mean, it just touches me. You know, it's profound.
I don't care how many jobs you have or how many degrees you acquire, how much money, how much property. There is a void, a hole that happens in your heart, in your life, when you are not in relationship with spirit.
My spiritual liberation started with me giving myself permission to walk at my own pace.
Just be willing. Just be willing to believe there's another way.
Some days I could run.
Be willing.
Some days I had a slow walk.
Be available.
And some days I crawled. But the commitment was to never stop moving.
And when that doesn't work, eat chocolate and you'll know. Chocolate is a demonstration of God's love. You didn't know that.
Everybody always is wanting, well, how do I get happy? How do I get happy? And really the key is living on purpose. That's it.
As long as I'm coming from my inner voice, I've learned to trust that wherever I am, if that's guiding me, everything's on purpose.
So when we find ourselves veering away from it, which we will, we can get right back at center and unite with that part of our being that is truth and that is love and that is kindness and that is godliness.
Just staying the course with my practice, my meditation, my service, everything that I do in my life.
And that'll take you beyond all your comfort zones, so then you know real transformation is happening and you know you're really growing into a greater sense of who you really are.
It's all in us. It's all good. And to liberate that and just allow yourself to just go with that and recognize that spirit within you that is the true self of who you really are,
so that you can actually be called forth from that instead of living from all your wants and desires and egoic necessities.
And when you do that, all of a sudden you realize that path has been blazed, that there are all these people there to make sure that you are thriving, that you're well fed, that you're provided for, that you have housing.
And you're not alone, and there's others that are searching and reaching, and in that you find strength and the willingness to uncover this beautiful mystery that we have as a life.
The opportunity for self-realization is at hand, and those that choose in this particular life to express and experience that, the opportunity is available.
There's a shift occurring in our planet right now. It's always occurring, but it's really happening. It's accelerating right now, and there's a lot of us that are sensitive to the degree that we can actually feel something happening.
It's no coincidence that we're all a part of it, because I just believe we were birthed for this. We are the people for this time.
It's the time, and we need to do everything we can to capture this, because this is our opportunity now.
And we're ready now. We're ready for that movement just to take over and move us into another way of thinking and living and being on this planet.
I'm ready. I'm ready, and let's go. Let's go, man. You know, no holds barred, let's do it.
It's already here, and we just need to keep spreading it around.
People come in all kinds of disguises. Brash personalities, demanding, hurt, wounded, attacking sometimes. And I just love them. I just love them. But no one has the power to cut themselves out of my heart. They don't have that. I don't care how
wretched they act, what they say, they can't dig themselves out of my heart.
Just meditate on that. Man, no one has the power to cut themselves out of my heart. That's Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith. If we can live from that place, if we all, everyone that's listening to this can live from that place, that no one, to just remind ourselves that no one has the power to cut themselves out of our own heart. Meaning, you're always going to love them no matter how they show up in the world. Now, some of us need to do the work so that we can be in that place. Because sometimes you don't want to invite people into a cluttered house, into a cluttered consciousness. Because people, you know, it's like people who go, their house is messy, and then you go in their house and put your cup on the table and they fussing, oh, look, you didn't even use a coaster. You put that dot, and you're like, what? Your whole house is messy. So when you invite people into your heart, when you want to stand in that, that means you're going to have to do some decluttering. Like Jill LeBeau was saying on Thursday, last Wednesday, the interview we had, you got to feng shui your mind. You got to do your spiritual practice. So that when you invite people, you could just watch them be themselves. If you want to find out more about that, if you want to pick up a copy of Spiritual Liberation, you can go to agapemedia-international.com. agapemedia-international.com. That's just a clip from the Spiritual Liberation, the story of Michael Bernard Beckwith, and just the whole thing about being spiritually liberated, your own personal journey. He shares his story. But what is your story? Are you ready for your change, Tim McAfee Lewis? I forgive me. That's the... Oh, can you just, you know, I forgive me. Can you say that and really feel yourself and feel that... In A Course in Miracles, we're going to go to the fifth insight, but just we're just taking this... I told you this... When I started the show, I just know the show has a different energy, so I'm going with it. I never know what's going to happen until it happens. And A Course in Miracles talks about every thought of judgment is an attack on your invulnerability. So every time you judge somebody, you're attacking your invulnerability because you're not vulnerable. Every time you criticize somebody, it's an attack on your invulnerability. But get this. Every time you have a thought about what you think you can't do, you don't have enough money, you're feeling lonely, nobody cares about you, you think of those thoughts that just make you heavy. Every time you have those thoughts is an attack on your spirit, on your invulnerability. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We're going to take a call right now, and I am ready for my change, and I know Glenda is as well. Hey, Glenda.
Hi, Ade. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Okay, let me see if I could put this into words. I would say my biggest conflict or what I'm finding really difficult to work through. I might have mentioned it before, but I'm going to mention it now. I have, my mom has Alzheimer's, and my father is her primary caregiver. He has multiple properties here in Brooklyn, New York. And he has not taken the advice of myself in terms of how to, myself or even the professionals, or how to handle this situation.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, what I struggle with is I see a situation where things are getting worse, and I also see my own life. If I look at my own life separately, there's so much opportunity, and then that's the struggle. You know, if I go for my opportunities, then I'm leaving these two, you know, these two older people who happen to be my parents, to what? Because there's nothing really put into place for their care, and there's extreme family disharmony. So mm-hmm. it's not like there's another person that can pitch in. And this really has been an ongoing underlying conflict for me. That's mm-hmm. this is my real conflict. What I called about yesterday is not the conflict. That's, that's easy business.
Right,
this is
right.
the real conflict. This brings me deep pain, anxiety. And to some degree, I feel like I come up with these other things that I come up with to lessen the pain. Like,
yes.
like I have told my friends that being in graduate school does remedy my own situation because I was laid off twice in mm-hmm. between 2000 and 2004. So it does remedy the situation. But while I'm doing my work, I don't think about all of these other things that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives me an escape. It gives me a very good escape. You know,
mm-hmm.
it gives me a sense of purpose. And that's my conflict.
You know, I commend you for sharing your story because, you know, and even going through the process where you said, okay, what's the real deal here? Because, yes, we do have things that we can put out there. You know, people could say, well, I have a lot of things that I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with this, I'm dealing with that, I'm dealing with this, I'm dealing with that. And all my life is just... But really, it can be narrowed down to just one thing. There's the main source, the main cause of everything else. We can always narrow it down if we take time to listen, as you said in the chat room, being introspective. And really asking yourself some questions. What is really going on? So now when you talk about your parents, yeah, I mean, that's not an easy thing. Because you're looking at people that you love. You're looking at your mom. You're looking at your dad. And there's love there. I sense some frustration. Maybe even anger. And there's this battle. You talk about the conflict. You're trying to figure out, how can you do this? Why is my father not listening? How can he treat his wife like this? Why is he not listening to us? But then your own life is calling. See, this is, oh, I love this. This is great. Okay, so yesterday we talked about, oh, okay, calm down. Yesterday we were talking about don't be late for your life. So your own life is calling for you right now, my sister friend.
Yeah, my own life is calling for me in ways that would physically take me out of the situation. If I go with the opportunities that come to me, I work for an airline. I can travel literally anywhere in the world, and I would love to.
Mm-hmm.
And my conflict is, what, you know, how, if I do that, who is going to be available to see about my parents? Not
okay,
that I'm really doing anything much now, but when if the axe were to fall, I'm at least in the same city that I could do something. And this
okay.
brings me great anxiety.
Okay, great. So let's work with that. That's just we're going to break through this. I can feel it. I don't know what's going to happen, but I can feel it. So you're saying you're in this crossroad. To the left, you look at your parents. And you look at you saying, something happens, at least I'm here. To the right, like, ooh, that's the road I want to walk. Something is calling me, I hear it. But wait, if I walk down this path, what's going to happen here when I'm not around? So let's play this out. Let's just play it out. So let's just step into the road that you decide to go that right path. And right doesn't mean staying is wrong. I'm just saying that path. Maybe I should just use A and B because I don't even want the idea of right being one is wrong. So the path A is the one to your parents. The path B is the one to the life that is calling you forth.
Mm-hmm.
So if you walk down path B, let's just say today after you hang up this phone, you said, I'm going to go down path B and I'm just going to trust the process. What do you think or feel would happen? And don't tell me you don't know because you have to have some thoughts that if you go down that path, so and so would happen. You do have
B,
it in your mind. That's
B,
why you're not
B,
moving.
B is the path that I just go, just do what I want to do for myself.
Yes, do what you want to do for yourself. Answer to the call. Answer the call. That's B. A is staying where you are with your parents. Staying where you
well,
are.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I've thought about it. If I go for B and I look at only myself, then I will be happier, more prosperous, healthier. I could see myself in the flow, just having a lot of exciting things come my way. If I go B.
Okay, so you go B. Hold on, stay there. How do you know it'd be healthier and happier? How do you know?
Well, I know that because I've courted with the idea of moving to Florida. I go to Florida on a regular basis, and I know how I feel when I'm in Florida. I know how I feel in warm weather and close to the ocean and how the air feels, and I like the way that feels better than New York City. I like, you know, how I just seem to come into a balance. I don't have to think about, oh, maybe I should go for a walk. I find myself walking because everything around me supports the things that I love.
Right, right. And I love what you said when you said, I know how I feel. So now bear this in mind. Wherever you go, there you are. Can you have that feeling that you tap into every now and then right where you are? Can you have that? Can you experience that feeling right where you are?
I've thought about that too.
Okay, and what did you come up with?
What I came up with is that I could have that feeling if I move to a different location within New York City. Like if I move closer to the ocean, I will have the ocean. Granted, there's a change of seasons, but I still would have the ocean.
Okay, great. So, okay, let's park that to this side. Now, let's go to path A. If you stay where you are, what do you think will happen?
Wow. If I stay where I am, I feel like I will keep myself out of my own life. Then, you know, so I end up feeling guilty because it sounds very selfish. If I stay where I am, I feel I will continue to struggle with a lot of discomfort. It's not comfortable where I am. So there is the conflict.
Okay. So it's an interesting thing when you think about the conflict. Your choices are, if I stay where I'm at, where I am right now, I'm feeling guilty, I'm going to be unhappy. But if I go for plan B, path B, I feel free, I just feel joyful, but I'm conflicted. So here's what I'm going to just put to you. What if I say to you what you're dealing with has nothing to do with your mom or your dad?
Well, okay, if it doesn't have anything to do with my, you know, the care of my parents, then I got to go deeper. And because that is, I've often said if certain things was in place, I would just go.
Because here's the thing. You use the word care, right? And you talked about your mom and things your dad needs to do, which I would assume has to do with the caring of your mother.
It has to do with putting things in order. He needs to put his estate in order.
Okay, good. Come back. Okay, still don't get too caught up in that because it's not about him. It's about you. But he's a good reflection right now. But I get you and I hear it. And I don't believe to that at all. But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Now, you want him to do things he needs to take care to do to be in order so he can take care of your mother. But look at you staying in the same spot, not even taking care of you. How can you, who is not taking care of you, give the proper care to somebody who needs to care for your mother?
That is correct.
You can't give what you don't have.
That is correct.
For you, from what you're telling me, it sounds like you will be in a more empowered place. You will have a better way of seeing, a better way of being to be of support. But you're saying, well, I don't know. I'm conflicted. Where I'm at, you know, if anything does happen, I'll be here. Even though I'm going to be miserable, I'm going to be unhappy. But if I go this path, where I'm going to really answer the call, Because right now, my ground is shaking, and I feel the call. I'm going to be more happy. I'm going to be more resourceful. I'm going to be connected. If I go that path, I feel like I'm going to be leaving people behind. There's something else going on.
I would agree. So this is the addendum from yesterday. Part of my way out was what I was talking about. Part of my way out, as far as I can see, my surface mind says, take a leave from your current job for 90 days. Only after you have secured another job that reflects the new degree that I'm about to obtain. After the 90 days, I should be in a place where I have moved from where I am, where I'm closer to the ocean in New York, resume my part-time position, and still have the ability to travel when I want to.
Okay, so
that's what my purpose mindset.
Okay, good. I'm glad you put it that way. Okay, what does that God mind say? Good. I'm glad you said that.
The God mind says that that's a masterful idea. That could work. I think they're in agreement.
Great.
You know,
that's a good thing. Now that's a good thing. We're gonna walk through this really slowly.
Okay.
Real slowly, because there's many ways I can go with this, but I'll throw this first one out. I just want to get some clarity. You want to put in for a leave of absence, but not before you secure a job, right?
Right.
Okay, good. All right, let's just park that to the side.
And now, I'm in the process, as we speak, before I call, I'm finishing up a revised resume that will be ready to send out today.
Okay, so let's go back to the path. Path A and path B.
Mm-hmm.
Are you? Which direction are you walking right now?
I'm walking path B.
Okay.
Well,
and
with doing the resume, with wanting the 90-day leave, that's path B.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Path A would be leaving things the way that they are, you know, just continuing my job the way it is. Path B is this.
Okay, so let's use the analogy between your job and where you are with your family and yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You said this it may not work for you. You may think it's a load of rubbish. People do tell me that until they see what needs to happen. So, oh wow, you did make sense after all. But that's okay, because sometimes I say some things that don't make sense to me until I catch it. So you may say this don't make no sense. So let's use your job. And the process of releasing this job or getting a leave of absence. So here's the thing. With your family, with your mom and dad, you know, you're kind of like, I don't like where I'm at. I'm only here because of my mom and my dad because I don't want to leave them behind. But if my father does what he needs to do, then I can be free to go and do what is called what the universe wants me to do, what God wants me to do. Okay? That's with the family. With your job, you say, I want to put in a leave of absence. I want to leave this situation. I want to move. But I want to secure something. I got to make sure I got something before I make a move. So I wonder if that same mindset is what's actually stopping you from when you look at path B and you say, I'm not going to be happy. I'm not going to be feeling more aligned. I'm going to be able to walk. I'm going to feel healthy. Maybe there is something there. There's a thought for you that's like, you sure this is a good move? You sure it's a good move? Because here's the thing. I said this yesterday. You won't see it until you see it. If you can be in New York looking to secure the perfect job, but your energy, your vibration is one of where you're not taking care of your own self, or you're worried about what your father is doing or not doing, the vibration around you is not going to help you to move you in the new direction. So you end up getting jobs when they send and say, sorry, we're not hiring, or you do resumes and you're just like, oh, this is taking long. I want to tell the truth. I want to keep it real. I want to reflect me. But how do you do that? But sometimes we need to completely let go of the past, of what we know, and step into the unknown. Maybe in Florida is where that job is, but until you go that path, you will never know. Maybe I hear a sense of playing it safe. And spiritual liberation ain't nothing about playing it safe that works. Spiritual liberation safety ain't gonna work.
Well, yeah, playing it safe. I mean, I would call it having a solid plan. But you could also, and I would call it being strategic.
Yes.
Because yeah, sure, I could just take a quick exit. I could get on a plane right now, fly to Florida, and say here I am, and just don't return to JetBlue. I honestly don't have that bravado at the moment to say, okay, here I am, and I'm, you know, things are just going to work. You know, I'm attempting to be strategic.
Okay, let me ask you this. So now, let's just step into this. So today I say, Glenda, go forth. Start packing today. Do everything you need to do. You can get a flight tomorrow. Head on to Florida. No plans. Just go. What you want is waiting for you. What you desire is there. Just go. Don't worry about a job. Everything will be provided for you. What comes up for you when you hear me say that?
Oh, yeah, I have fear and resistance to that.
Uh-huh.
I do. I'm going to be honest. I have fear and resistance to just exiting, just packing up and saying, oh, here I am.
Okay,
you know?
So here's what I want you to ponder. Here's what I'm going to leave you with. You said, I am looking at path A. And if I take path A, if I stay here, which is path A, staying in New York where I'm at, just in case the axe drops, I'm going to be unhappy, but at least I'll be close to my parents. I won't be healthy. I won't feel the joy that I know I want to feel. But if I go past B, I know I'm going to be joyful. I'm going to be feeling prosperous. Oh, I'm going to be untouchable. But, you know, I'm afraid. I got fear. I got to be strategic to do something like that. So, really, you're catching it. You already know what the deal is. Because they say, how do you make God laugh? You tell God your plan. You don't have the plan. See, I'm not going to even come to you like baby stuff. I'm going to give it to your heart. Some people might need me to, you know, I understand strategic. I understand
planning.
So
you're
planning.
Saying
I'm
that
not...
my strategic plan is a bunch of rubbish in the spiritual realm.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you don't have the bigger picture from where you're standing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, God, I'm going to move, but before I move, I got to put some things in place. Yes, we got to do that, but are you being led? Are your actions coming from a place of inspiration, or are they coming from, I got to be responsible, I got to be strategic? Let me tell you, everybody that you've read the book, people that inspire you, that are living a spiritually fulfilling life, they didn't do, you know, their life, every plan got blew out the window. I mean, they had this major explosion, and they're just like, now what? So now, I am not telling you to do something that's going to leave you feeling vulnerable and uncomfortable. What I am telling you is look at the plans that you are putting in place for your life and see if the foundation you're building is really solid ground. Or if you're just trying to plan from the old mindset and try and take that with you into a new consciousness. So I'll tell you this, what you're dealing with really ultimately is about you. It has nothing to do with your mom or your dad.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that. Because the expectation is placed on me.
No, sister friend, I'm not even going to allow you to go there. Like I said, you are accepting it. You already put Here's the thing. Yep. I don't even care if you don't listen to me ever again after today, but I'm going to keep it real. You said the path, if you take path A, you're going to be unhappy. You're going to feel guilty. You're not going to be fulfilled. That's what you told me.
That is true.
If I take path B, tell me what's going to happen if you take what you will happen when you take path B. Tell me.
But remember I also said, I said I'd be happy. I'd feel free. But then I also said, but therein lies the conflict, because I'm saying I'm not you know, I'm not talking about, you know, what, you know, I'm not fulfilling, you know, being responsible for them.
Uh-huh.
And that,
I'm glad you used that word, because I've been hearing.
You know, because there's a level of guilt there, too. You know, I'm not, by me saying that it's I'm not saying that, okay, I'm going to be responsible. I'm there for the two of you. There's a conflict with that. And I think anybody that's dealing with elder care could relate to that.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I understand. I don't take that lightly, but I'm saying until you give to the I that is known as Glenda, you
mm-hmm.
have nothing to give. Trust
yeah.
and know that God is in your father and in your mother, and they're making their way. It is a soul agreement. And clearly,
yeah.
as you see, your father is doing what he wants to do, regardless of what you say or don't say, or what the professionals are saying. Your father
That's
has
true.
His own mind to do exactly what he wants to do. So I, as Glenda, ain't got no power to shift this man's mind, unless he feels and thinks it's time to shift it. So I is going to get burned out trying to convince a man who is of the same mind. Because
that
a
is
man
so true.
Of your man who you convince and they still have the same mind, there's no difference there. So you're pushing against your own good. You're using all the strategic, I want to be strategic, I want to have a plan. It's not responsible. Responsibility is simply that, the ability to respond. And right now what you're responding to is what you're saying you don't want, you don't need in your life. I'll leave you with that. You're going to
okay,
do the right thing
okay.
anyway. You're going to do the right thing. Because
okay.
God is the only thing that's happening. God does not need no. God doesn't need a supervisor, a manager. God don't need your help. God just
right.
needs you to listen to you. And when you listen to you, when you follow the path, even if it's Florida or not, if that path happens in New York, when you say yes to that, you can give and you can love, you can care from the overflow, not from a place that's frustrated and drained.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, good thing I'm not working today. I got time to to digest.
I would say I would say it's time. You talk about being introspective. Take some time to be still. Go for a walk and listen. And just look at where you're blocking yourself. It's
yeah.
disguised responsibility. It's disguised
yeah.
being having plans. It's doing
yeah.
the right thing, being sensible. All those things. Listen, start with intuition first.
Yeah.
And let your
yeah.
intellect put the plan in place. Don't start with intellect before I leave this place that is not serving me anymore.
Right,
let
right,
me have
right.
a plan. And then I go to God. Now, God, I got a plan. Now, so what do you want me to do? God says, you ain't ready. You know?
Right.
And you're telling yourself you ain't ready because that's why you're not moving. God, as you, is saying you ain't ready because you ain't moving.
I hear you. You're right. I'm going in the garden.
Go in the garden
in about an hour.
And be with the tree of life and know that everything is perfect just as it is.
Yes.
And
okay.
right now, all you got to do is shift the way you think about life. Shift the way you think about your role with your mom, with your dad. Think about your belief system, what you believe, the agreement
yeah.
that you've made. Some of it needs
yeah.
to shift
yeah.
now. So you can free yourself right now.
Okay. Thank you, Ade.
You're very welcome. You're listening to Life Conversations. Yeah, Life Conversations. You listen to Ask Life Coach Ade. I was gone. See, so intellect went out the window there. Well, actually, I was in a different space. My intellect kicked in and I came from memory. Let's try this. Okay. Oh, here we go. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade, number 347-426-3346. I think we're going to take a break and see if we can squeeze in the fifth and the sixth agreement. They're similar, really. It's all about energy. Ah, here's what I'm going to do. Yeah, let's do this. We need to shake this energy up. That was pretty heavy. And everybody just breathe. Breathe in and breathe out. Hold Glenda in the light. Hold yourself in the light. And anybody else is going through that place, in that kind of situation. Anybody else that is just simply in the place where they just don't know how to move. They want to move, but they're not clear.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Have courage and make that move. And let's have a prayer. Let's have a prayer. And then we can just release and let go. Agape Choir. I release. I let
stop
go.
Stop and turn within. Truly sensing our oneness with the divine presence. We sense now that our very life is the very essence of God. That our life, our being, our very nature represents all of the qualities of God, represents the peace, the love, the joy, the harmony, the wisdom of infinite spirit. It is in this way that I release. I give my entire life, entire being to pure spirit, to be a conscious place for God to do its will, its magic, to demonstrate its beauty through and as me. In this way, I simply say, thank you, Father, Mother, God. I release it. I let it go. I let it be. Amen.
I release and I let go. I let the Spirit run my life. And my heart is open wide. Yes, I'm only here for God.
God, you get excited. I am only here for God. I see two things. One that I want to share. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at 8. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In the chat room, good point, Glenda. You have in the chat room, you said, your father is depending on you. He's depending on me. This was very difficult, but I feel lighter. Yes. You know, there's always got to be some. But here's the thing, spiritual growth and transformation. Just break it down. I release and let go, right? And the song ends with, I am only here for God. Now, if people are coming from the intellectual perspective, they want to debate that. That's not something you can debate. Only you know what that means for you. But the thing is, when you make that your affirmation, every step might, the step might feel uncomfortable, but you get an inner knowing that you're doing the right thing. You get an inner knowing that you are doing the right thing. If you're only here for God, what is God seeking to birth through you right now? What is the call? What is the call? I'm not just talking to Glenda. I'm talking to all of us right now. What is the call? The call is to step up. The call is to show up. The call is to be the light that you are. And we can have reasons. I want to read this from the 10th insight. I might not even do the 5th and 6th, but we'll see. Maybe I squeeze it all in. I can do that. So here's the thing from the 10th insight. Apparently, before we are born, each of us experience a vision of what our life can be, complete with reflections on our parents and our tendencies to engage in particular control dramas, even how we might work through these dramas with these parents and go on to prepare for what we want to accomplish. And in the Celestine Prophecy, the first to the 9th insight, it talks about we all have different dramas. Some of us are the interrogator. Some of us just play aloof, like, we don't know, I don't know. You know, some of us play the victim. We all have our own control drama. But there is nothing that you are going through. There's nothing that you, each and every one of us, are going through that doesn't have a solution. And yes, it's going to feel difficult because you're breaking away from an old way of being, something that is comfortable, into a world, into a new way of being that feels, that's unknown. That's why, you know, spiritual growth and transformation, when we gather together in a group, when we do our, you know, do a sweat lodge, light the fire, and we pray, we affirm, we chant together, well, great. It's a great retreat. But when we go home sometime, we're afraid that we can't maintain that same energy. But the gift is this real life experience with family members, with loved ones, with jobs and careers and things that are shifting. I mean, that's what, when that happens, you've got nothing to hold on to but the truth. So even in this difficult moment, everyone that is listening, that can hear the sound, not just Glenda, what are you going to do? Because we can say it's difficult. Yes, it's difficult. But what are you going to do? You are an extension of Source. You are pure energy. And what you call difficult is just simply because the lens you're looking out of. It's as difficult as you make it to be. When you see with your inner eyes, you start to see something different. It's not even about a lack of trust. We're always trusting in something. We may trust in the now. We may trust in current experience, current reality, and say, well, this is the safest choice to make right now. But we won't make a better choice, a new choice, a different choice, until we feel it's safer, better. So every choice we make is based on what we know. Even if everybody else is saying, well, you shouldn't make that choice, or you should make that choice, you have determined, have agreed that the choice you're making right now is the best choice. And until you experience, feel, or think that something else is a better choice, you won't make that choice. But you know what? God is going to be God. And you're going to learn everything you need to learn. So when I work with Glenda, you know, Glenda can choose to stay in New York and still stay where she is for the next 10 years. Who would say, who has the right to say, she's not living her truth? We don't know that. We don't know Glenda's agreement with her parents, with herself. Only Glenda knows that. My role, my job, my responsibility, my gift is to be a catalyst. It's to be, like Dan Millman said on one of the show when we interviewed him, a great highlighter of life, to highlight thoughts that sometimes people don't even know they're thinking. But also remind people that you are an extension of God. There's a spiritual self, an eternal self that was never born, that will never die, that is expansive, that can feel the love, the joy in New York as well in Florida or New Jersey or wherever you are in the world, in Atlanta, for everyone. Sometimes, yes, we may need to move. so that we can create a different reality. Sometimes we can create it, but the thing is, we got to work. And you know, when we say yes to the call, things start to show up. Things start to show up in ways that are just beyond us. But when we try and put things in place so that we can feel safe, we block the channel for more of God. If we think I need some more money and the only way I can get some more money is by getting a job, then there's so many channels for you to be blessed, and you think getting a job, and I'm not talking to Glenda here, just in case anybody's thinking it. I'm talking to all the yous that are listening, all the us's that are listening. When we say this is the only way, or people say, I'm going to win the lottery, when I win the lottery, do you know there's so many ways through which you can be blessed? But you will never know until you are doing what you love. You will never know. And even when you're doing what you love, I say this, do what you love and abundance will follow. There's an old saying that says, do what you love and money will follow. Mm-mm, I'm not doing that. Because for me, when I allow myself to believe that doing what I love and then money will follow, I narrow the channel to just money. There's more to life. There are people who got money who's got poor health. There are people who got money and emotionally they're out of whack. But abundance is pure health, perfect health, love, joy, harmonious relationship. Even though you may not be able to pay your bills, but sometimes you just feel grounded. You just know that the money will show up. And sometimes the day before the bill is due, money comes through and you don't even know how that happened. Abundance is so much more than just money. Do what you love and, you know, your body will start to heal itself. Yeah, we're not going to do the fifth and sixth agreement today, but we're going to do this. What's called forth, because I'm only here for God. That my plan was to talk about the fourth and the fifth and the sixth agreement, but I'm going to let go of being perfect because I said I was going to talk about it, but I'm not going to talk about it, but I already talked about it. Slow down. I can't. I'm on fire now. It's all over. It's a wrap. You know, I want to share this with you. Let me pull this up. This thought came to me just before the show. Actually, I had this conversation with Betty the other day. She was like, wait a minute, you lost me. Doing what you love connects you with your creative energy. Your creative energy is your sexual energy. Yes, I'm saying it last minute. Like, what? Sexual energy is creative. So when you're doing what you love, when you talk about passion, even if you do it for a minute, 2 minutes, an hour, a whole day, a whole week, when you get lost in that, you're making things happen. Your sexual energy is more about, it's so much more than sexual orientation. It is about your creative energy. When you're in alignment with your sexual energy, your creative energy, when there's no hindrance, when you're not judging your own self, when you are free, when you're expressing yourself, you will create the life that you desire. Things start to happen. In Celestine Prophecies, it talks about coincidences. Things just start to happen. It's like, wow, who would have thought? People come on the show and they're like, well, I don't even know how I got here. Oh, I was just thinking about it this morning. Do what you love. Find your passion and the whole world will open itself up to you. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you and I thank God for you. I'll try and do the fifth and sixth agreement tomorrow plus the other one. No, not tomorrow. Tomorrow's spiritual tag team with Betty Pegues. Well, I guess I'll take a break next week tomorrow. We'll see what happens. I'm out of here. I love you. Be well, be still, and be true to yourself. Whatever you do, be true to yourself.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.